The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
There is an 89-year-old guy who delivers pizza.
He drives?
Yeah, he drives, Lise.
Look out.
Scary.
And some people love what he does, and they decided they'd try and do something nice for him. Here's his story now from KSL TV.
There are as many places to get pizza as there are toppings.
I love pineapple on my pizza.
And when it comes time to order that combination, Carlos Valdez chooses this Papa John's in Roy.
That's the only thing that my wife loves, so...
It's not so much because they think it's the best tasting pizza, but more because of the delivery guy.
Hello, are you looking for some pizza?
The Valdezes have gotten to know Derwin from his deliveries.
Sure do appreciate you. I've been by you 1,000 times.
So much that they ask for him by name when ordering and record him for their TikTok videos, which have become pretty popular with their 53,000 followers because of how kind Nui always is.
It's insane.
But one thing that kept coming up is why an 89-year-old man was delivering pizzas.
Somebody at that age should not be working that much.
So the Valdezes got an idea. They figured, why not ask their followers to maybe donate some money to Mercedes help Nui out? They thought maybe they'd get a few bucks here and there. Instead,
is that his?
More. Collectively, as a community, we all came together, and we were able to raise over $12,000 for this amazing person.
This morning, the Valdezes went to Nui's house for a delivery of their own.
Good morning, darling. How you doing?
Nui had no idea.
We collectively collected a gift for you, and I am here to deliver that to you on behalf of the TikTok community.
Nui didn't even know what TikTok was.
You communicate with each other. Telephone.
But he
yes. That's exactly. Just say yes.
What?
We made a TikTok video for it.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, remember I've been to your house 1,000 times feeding your woman.
Yeah, so we made a TikTok video for you, and we got a drive actually going where we raised around $12,000.
TikTok
for you. Yeah, it's an app. It's a phone app, you know, for the phone, and we raised $12,000 for you.
So you called your friends.
No, we didn't call them. No, we have a bunch of
of your friends.
There was no calls made. We just did. We raised it on the GoFundMe, and then we coupled it with our TikTok followers.
Wait a second. Hold on. I'm not joining a cult.
No, this isn't a cult.
I'm not joining a cult. It's been 89 years of me being cult free.
No reason to be alarmed. You can put the knife down.
Okay.
But yeah, we raised $12,000 for you with these TikTok followers. So.
Tickety talk. Huh? Wow.
There you go. Sorry.
Technology.
Sorry to interrupt your breakfast. It's 4 in the morning, man.
Get those cameras out of my face. Why do you guys record me all the time? You're making money off me, aren't you?
No idea.
Nope. You're making money off me, aren't you?
We raised money for you because you're an awesome guy.
Is that because you feel bad for making money off me this whole time?
I think we should go.
Yeah. I think I figured it out.
Here's the
Why
story.
Why you're being so nice all of a sudden.
As it continues here.
Talk was.
You communicate with each other.
Yes.
Through the telephone.
But he knew what $12,000
was. That
yeah.
He couldn't believe it.
That's a real one.
Say thank you.
All right.
I don't know what to say.
Turns out he lives alone and started delivering pizzas because he couldn't afford his bills on Social Security alone.
And I work about 30 hours a week.
Now, with this money from strangers, maybe he won't have to work so hard.
I don't know what to say, but except thank you.
It's a delivery he never expected.
This couldn't have gone any better.
Proving
there's hope.
Being kind to each other is priceless. In Roy,
he doesn't seem that old.
KSL 5.
He's like solid 89. You know? He's 89. He's still with
it.
Yep. Guess I know he's going to spend all that money on whores.
Good for him.
More blowjobs.
Yeah. To be honest, I would assume that he's primed right now to get thousands more
because of the news story.
Yeah,
probably. He's primed to never have to work again, which those people lose their TikTok. But
that's okay.
That's okay.
It's super sad that he has to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is for sure. It's not like he's...
I won't be as chipper as him when I have to deliver pizzas. I'll tell you that goddamn much. Here's your pizza, you scumbag!
Oh my God, we got him again.
Oh, it hurts! Everything hurts! I never wanted to live this long!
Here comes the complainer. He always says he wanted to die when he was 50, but... He won't die.
Keep the tip. Just push me down their steps.
No, it's good. Careful.
Push me down when I turn around and I won't say anything.
He just wants to die so
this
bad.
This is what happens when you start taking care of yourself.
Yeah, right? Exactly. No, that's what I'm
adding years to your life.
I'm healthier now, and I'm like, ooh, those are going to be bad years I'm adding.
Yeah, no, Andy, hopefully at 89 you're not delivering pizza.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
I mean, some guys do it. I thought it was just like some guys love to be busy. Like there's old guys that want to go out to work, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this guy's not the case. So nice that he got
a little
reward. No, coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, bitches tripping. What did a drunk Irish woman do in the middle of rush hour traffic? Let's get to that.
Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
A woman who brought rush hour traffic to a standstill Friday afternoon by stopping her car in the middle of a busy Irish freeway before allegedly starting to dance and sing has been arrested.
Hmm.
This happened shortly after 5 p.m. in the northbound lanes of the M18 in County Clare in Ireland. The woman reported to be very intoxicated while singing and dancing on the freeway. She was in her 50s. She stopped her car on the center line between two lanes of traffic before stepping out and starting to sing. Traffic was left backed up for several miles while emergency services had to be called. She was singing "Come Out Ye Black and Tans" while dancing around the place. And then just lay down on the road and refused to get up. They believe she did fall asleep at one point.
Crazy night.
Listen, that's how every Irish party ended in my life.
I was gonna say, isn't that a common thing?
That is. They start a sing song.
Yeah.
They dance and they sing. They get drunk enough. It had to end in a sing song.
What songs do they pick usually?
Oh, like it was just all like sorts of Irish, Irish songs. Yeah. And then they'd go when they started. They were really drunk because it started as a party.
Yeah.
And then it would go to the... When my mommy died,
had
me
sad
on her knee. Like, and then everyone would be crying, and then you knew, all right, we gotta wrap it up.
Man.
We gotta wrap it up.
Like, I wasn't sitting in the crying at the beginning.
So it's all like soccer fight songs.
Yes.
And, you know, going to war type of battle cry songs. And then someone makes a choice. Like, someone then has had one too many.
Yes, for sure.
And there's like, when these Irish guys are crying.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it all goes right downhill. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And everyone's bawling.
Yeah. Oh.
And that's how the night ends.
Oh, it's no good.
Or a fight. One of the two.
Yeah.
Right, or just a brawl.
Yeah. Yep. Fights happen.
An hour after this started, she was finally arrested at the scene. She was taken to a police station. Opened the freeway back up at 6:15, and it took quite a while for the traffic jams to clear. As they said, that was eventually backed up for miles and miles. Mm. They believe she was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. Mm. Just another Irish Friday.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
We suspect you've been drinking. We suspect everybody's been drinking.
Sure, everyone is drunk.
Everybody's been drinking on you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Off to Florida now, where a dude smacked a deputy with a Bible and then pooped himself.
Oh, wow.
This is in Georgia?
No, Florida.
Florida.
Okay. Summerfield, Florida. This guy apparently hit a Marion County Sheriff's deputy with a Bible And then, well, it says defecated on himself.
He hit himself.
He pooped on himself?
He pooped up.
He pooped. He was only in his underwear. Only in his underwear when this happened. Oh. 39-year-old Robert Hoskins was taken into custody shortly after deputies responded to a residence. The victim told deputies that he had refused to lend this guy some clothing before he left his home. And when he returned, his door had been kicked in. He said to the sheriff,
He upped.
Yeah, he upped it. He shot it up.
How do you do that?
What? You'd have to force it up. You'd have to force it.
I think it's got more. I think it's got more force than you think.
Yeah, it must have been kind of liquidy. Maybe he twerked a bit.
I think if you say you almost did a handstand and then let it loose,
you could hit your back.
You could hit your back or your front.
Yeah.
However, well, if you shot it. Yeah.
When deputies were trying to speak with him, he was wearing only his underpants. That's when he hit a deputy in the face with a Bible. The deputy deployed his taser. Hoskins was placed in handcuffs after a brief struggle. The victim's wife told deputies that $50 worth of clothing, two pairs of shorts, and a shirt were missing from their place. Deputies observed the door that it had been kicked in and a window had been shattered. Mattress in the bedroom was pushed to one side. After reading his rights, he defecated on himself again.
He
entered the victim's residence. He admitted he did it. He said, "I needed to free them." He was placed under arrest, transported to the Marion County Jail, where he attempted to flee while still in handcuffs. He was then escorted to the ground and brought into the jail. I assume still covered in feces.
Yeah. And the cop had to fight him, too, which sucks.
It just sucks that they got to, because it's just a cage in that car, so they got to smell that the whole way. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was charged with unarmed burglary of an unoccupied dwelling, larceny, petty theft, criminal mischief, battery, and more. He's being held on a $13,000 bond. There is his mugshot.
Yeah, it looks nuts.
He's a pooper.
Pooped on
me. What a weird quote. I was mad.
Well, it's shocking probably to those who do poop up. You know, it's like as alarming for them as it is for anybody. It's like,
oh man, I pooped up.
Oh, officer, I know we're in the midst of a crazy situation here, but
I've always pooped down.
Everybody should.
I know.
If you're pooping up.
Listen, I honestly think unless there's something blocking the down, there's no way it can go up. You'd have to block the down to get it up.
It's a showstopper if it does.
I just think you have to position yourself in the upside down.
Yes, but yeah. I'm saying right side up, you can't poop up.
If you can poop against gravity,
you can't. I mean, a
lot of physics goes right out the window.
Yeah, it's everything.
You'd have to have pants so tight that it forced it up.
Yeah, the only time I've seen anything like this is with babies.
But their diaper's on tight.
I know,
that's what
I mean, and it shoots it up.
So it forces it like a geyser almost?
Yeah. Yes, it can't exit through the leg, so it finds its only exit point.
Yep.
Maybe he had tight leather underwear, the right diet for super liquid stuff.
That's what you need.
A wider butt crack than you'd think.
Possibly.
Those are the only factors.
There's no other way, unless you put your hand and put it in a manner that forces it upwards.
Yeah.
You know,
guide it.
Outside of that, your poop's going down.
Because, I mean, I get why he said it, because it's alarming.
Yeah. And you also, in saying it, you let everybody know that it's a wild situation.
Officer, I know I just hit you with a Bible and I broke into these people's houses and I'm in my underwear, but I got to stop you because I got to collect my thoughts. I just pooped up.
Yeah.
I pooped up.
I don't know what happened.
That's what's caused this whole thing.
I pooped up.
I pooped up.
Someone said
gravity.
Google search tub girl. She poops up. That chick that poops herself in a hot tub? That's just something that just float up?
That's water,
no,
though.
The tub girl is the chick who's in the bathtub with her legs over her head and explosive diarrhea right in the face.
Yeah, she gets it.
And that would be the one position you could.
I mean, feel free to look up the image if you don't believe me.
No, no, I believe you, James. I don't. I'm amazed I haven't seen it. Mm. Oh God, is this it? Is this what we're talking about?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say the one that's blurred out is probably
the one.
It.
I don't think I want to see
He's
this.
Just traveling down some kind of corridor.
I don't think it's it.
Hold on,
it,
your buds, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh,
so that's a birthday cake celebrating Tom Girls Achievement.
That's very nice.
It's a very festive.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's thank God cake. That's just
that's exactly it. That's you get the gist of the actual video.
Thank
right
God.
There.
Yeah, my God,
pooped up.
That's all you need.
So this is like what it.
Oh
what
yeah, there. Happened. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Okay, but again, she didn't poop up. She pooped. Like if she was standing correctly, it would go down. It would go down.
Yeah. Position of
right. She's got her legs bent over her head, so it.
It's got to go up, but then the right.
But technically, it's going down.
Style.
But you're just in an angle to where it's actually being projectiled up.
I'm sorry, guys, but to me, if it launches into the air, that's lift.
Yeah,
that means up.
It's like the Jackass.
I know she's upside down, but she's pooping up.
Mm-hmm. Force.
But what goes up?
Amount
must come down.
That is true.
Spinning wheel goes round and round.
That truth. Is a song. Too.
As far as we know it right now.
Goes up, must come down. Spinning wheel. Round and round.
That was in my head for about a solid minute before you said that.
Well, we got a doubt.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this poop upper, he's facing a bunch of charges.
I was shocked.
Yeah. If you poop up, see a specialist.
Yeah, Doc, I gotta shoot you straight.
Or like Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, you've got some
become famous for it.
Some butthole problems if your poop shoots up.
A reverse rectum.
You don't want it. You don't want a reverse rectum. Rectum. I can't say
you
rectum.
You get it.
One day. You don't want any of those things.
You don't.
No.
All of me named.
Here's how a stupid random crime helped the cops bust someone for a not so stupid random crime. Earlier this month, the cops in University Heights, Ohio, got a call about 4:20 in the morning. There was a drunk 27-year-old woman and a drunk 24-year-old woman fighting in the front yard of a house. Oh, and one of them was totally naked.
Oh.
We don't know the story of exactly how she wound up drunk, naked, and in a fight at 4:20 in the morning. The mind can speculate. Anyway, the cops came, they broke up the fight, and while they were there, they talked to a 27-year-old guy inside the house, and they found out that he was wanted on felony warrants for kidnapping. So they arrested him, and they turned him over to the Cleveland police, all thanks to the naked, drunken brawl that just happened to be on his front lawn.
Oh, it's the universe getting him.
Yeah.
No names or pictures of the women involved, unfortunately. Mm. We don't know if they were two just hot naked women.
No, they were not.
You hope to see it, but then what it is probably you hate to see it.
Yeah. Come on. You don't. They're younger, 27, 24.
Where?
University Heights, Ohio.
Okay, come on.
Oh, there we go, Ohio.
For four in the morning.
Yeah.
Two just hot women just stripping down and fighting on a lawn.
Hot women are nestled into bed, snuggling about.
Right at 4:20.
They had sex already at 4:20.
They had so much sex. They are so asleep. Big girls have been up barbecuing. And the meat just finished getting smoked.
The brisket.
Breakfast brisket's almost ready.
Yeah. And it's time to fight.
Come on.
It's different.
Stop.
Different.
Well, we'll never know, so we can draw our own conclusions to this one. Normally, we have the picture proof and we can tell right away. This one, we just have to imagine. I'm not imagining a big girl brisket brawl. I'm imagining two hot, oiled up young ladies who just happened to fight.
It's in Ohio.
Or maybe it's two young, hot, oiled up chicks fighting over a brisket.
Listen, there's oil.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of twists.
Yeah, there's oil.
It's mostly oil, skin from not taking showers.
Oil and
cooking
rolls.
Oil.
Yep. Right.
Some kind of oil.
It's Crisco.
This is Mazola.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A guy in Phoenix had a heart attack at a Taco Bell.
That's where I'll probably have mine.
It was in the drive-thru lane.
Yep, that's exactly
where he survived.
Fortunately for him, the employees quickly called for help, and there was a fire station right across the street.
Oh.
So two firefighters just like literally ran over to save the guy. And now he's, of course, very thankful for that.
Well, sure.
His story here we're going to get from 12
Dead
News
at about 1 billion.
Somewhere. I Christian don't know. Edwards that's has more- something else loaded yes. up there, but we'll yes. get to it here. Here's the story of the Taco Bell drive-through heart attack.
And
this is really wonderful to get to meet you.
It's moments like these that Phoenix Fire Captain Frank Keller says keeps him going in a job where the outcome isn't always known.
In all the years I've done this, never really got a chance to meet some of the people who I believe we've impacted positively, and especially the family and all the extended family that came.
A little over a week ago, Keller heard the call. A man suffering a heart attack in the Taco Bell drive-thru across the street from Station 56 in North Phoenix.
Very evident right away that something was not right.
Leslie Harris's husband, Michael, was the man in distress, hunched over the steering wheel.
He's 6'4", getting him out of the car, I was not going to be able to do.
We put the pads on him, I shocked him one time, and within a minute of that shock and some more compressions, his heart started to beat on its own again.
After spending a week in the hospital and with a new pacemaker and renewed appreciation for life, Michael wanted to meet the man who gave him a second chance.
Enjoy the days that you have. Love the people around you. Tell them you love them. Tell those that you need to say thank you to. Thank you. And that's why it was so important for me to see Captain Keller is without him, it would have been very different.
Amazing story there. Captain Keller wants to remind everyone the importance of recognizing the signs of a heart attack, along with the value of CPR training. We have that detailed information on our website at 12news.com.
James, if this happens to you, I'll just make sure that I hold like a cheesy gordita crunch just underneath your nose, which will probably keep you.
It'll keep you back. Yeah. But I'm telling you, if you have a medical emergency, you want to make sure you have it at a Taco Bell fast food restaurant, because those employees are trained. They know exactly what to do in a crisis situation. They immediately call for help. And that guy, and they say
exactly.
That guy's life.
It's putting a lot of faith in them.
James. It really is, James. I'm not sure if that's true, so we shouldn't really put
you
that out
you're
there.
You're going to let your life lay in the hands of a McDonald's fast food worker?
I'm
not
so.
Sure that every Taco Bell worker is trained so. To save my life. Right. I'm not sure about that.
It's highly trained.
I'm hoping for a medical emergency. If it's going to happen at a fast food joint, I'm hoping it happens at a Taco Bell.
That's your number one.
Somebody help! Yes. Is there a Taco Bell worker here? Quick, somebody call a Taco Bell employee.
Imagine that, like you're on a plane.
Is there a doctor on this plane?
No, but I work for Taco Bell.
Just as good. Get over here.
Yeah.
Help us. We need to perform it. What's it called when you shove the straw in the throat?
Oh, tracheotomy.
We need somebody to perform a tracheotomy.
He actually does it perfect. He pulls a Taco Bell straw out.
Yeah.
Removes like, the paper.
Boom. Put some hot sauce on there to sterilize the skin, and then pow.
Yep.
Pop that straw right in there.
Oh, my God. You guys saved me.
Hot sauce.
I'm telling you, Taco Bell employee could save your life.
Wow.
They're the most highly trained.
No, the opinion of James does not necessarily reflect those of this station and its affiliates. Because if someone dies at a Taco Bell, we can't be held responsible.
I'm not saying go to a Taco Bell if you're in medical distress. Go to a hospital.
Yes.
But if you happen to be getting fast food and you might be feeling like you're going to have a medical emergency.
Get me to Taco Bell.
You might be just okay.
Taco Bell. Yeah. Okay, the employees will save your life.
Yeah. Highly trained.
Yeah.
Special force.
Completely unfounded accusations there from one James Cannon.
Maybe really not do a joint force meal.
By firefighters, right?
Yeah.
He was.
Well, how did the firefighters know there was an emergency?
If it wasn't right across
so
the street,
they know how to use a phone. So fast. They're so fast.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah.
That time they just needed the phone.
They're the best at calling for help.
Yeah, exactly.
Taco Bell employees know how to use a phone.
Yeah, they're like, we ain't going to get
involved.
We can
safely say that.
Listen, there's some other fast food places. I'm not sure if you were like, you have to dial a number right now.
I'll tell you right now, you have a medical
national emergency at Checkers, you are a goner.
Okay, all right.
Dude, you're right.
The opinions of James Campbell do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
Yeah. Don't even get me going on Hardee's.
Yeah.
Trust a White Castle employee.
I'm just worried that people will rush to their nearest Taco Bell in a medical emergency. Oh, yeah. There.
James said to get the Taco Bell. We got to get him to Taco Bell. I remember hearing it on that show. It's red lining. Can't get him Taco Bell.
I'm going to make it.
Don't know what to do.
I'm going to make it.
It helped that they were right across the street.
It did. A little bit.
Just trying to get the facts of the story. It was the firefighters that saved their life, and they were actually just across the street, so they actually just ran over.
Weird coincidence.
Yeah.
Very coincidental. They have all the Taco Bells right by the fire.
Don't poo-poo this.
And then it might be okay.
This is facts.
Only go to a Taco Bell right across the street from emergency.
If you can.
I'm crazy. Go ahead and think I'm crazy. That's fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
He would have been dead somewhere else.
Right.
Here's a woman who doesn't live without a bucket list, but she was just celebrating her 80th birthday, and she decided she would skydive. Skydiving Sue from Alabama.
Hope she makes it.
That's how she celebrated her birthday. Here's that story from WIAT-TV.
Claims to live life without a bucket list. To celebrate her 80th birthday, Sue Westerfield accomplished a feat so daring, it's a bucket list staple. One of her daughters bought her a ticket to hop on a plane and hop out thousands of feet above the ground. The idea sparked from Sundays her family spent at the airport, where her son John, a pilot, would fly.
Oh, we'd come up to the airport to the restaurant up there and eat and sit around Sunday afternoon watching them jump. And one day I just said, boy, that looks like fun. I think maybe sometime I'll do it.
Then she had second thoughts.
I'm not going to do anything like that.
But it was too late. Her daughter Debbie had already found the perfect gift to celebrate her mom's 8 decades on the planet.
I work at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, and we have a school. The school had an auction. And one of the items up was a package from Skydive. And my daughter was sitting behind me, and I didn't know it, and she bought the package.
Though the gift may have caught her off guard, when the time came, she didn't have a worry in the world about going.
I'm thinking, I'm trusting my instructor, and everything's going to be okay. People do it all the time.
So Westerfield pulls into Coleman Regional Airport, signs her waivers for Skydive Alabama, puts her jumpsuit on, throws her parachute on, maybe taking a few more seconds than it took me.
Oh, God, this
gets
guy
ready to go.
Oh, my God, this is like a 12-minute report.
Back on the ground,
can we just get her to jump? Let's just get her to jump.
That she saw and recognized most of the town she had raised her family.
She looks terrified.
Oh, my God.
Do they show her jump right out? I need to see her jump out.
Finally, he said, position, and I'm out.
Only 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God. He covered her eyes or something. He was like, you don't want to see this.
I think he was holding her head so she didn't hit her head.
A tandem jumped out of a plane for the first time over Vinemont and Coleman. I asked Skydive Alabama tandem instructor Michael Barnett about the safety procedures in place for 80-year-old Westerfield's ride of a lifetime.
But they work closely with the FAA to make sure that we're following all the
floating back down to her face.
Look out, God damn it. Oh, shoot.
Oh, my God. That's the worst part.
Oh, God.
He did a good job of making sure she landed all right.
Yeah.
No.
My tailbone turned to powder.
Dust.
The thing is, too, the daughter bought this thing, and I think the daughter was got some kind of wills action going.
That's exactly what I thought.
You're doing the skydive, man!
Get on the plane, man!
I'm unsure. I'm kind of scared. I bought it at church! Get up there!
I prayed for you. Now go!
Just get up there, Mom! God
Jesus
damn it!
Christ. She's a big lady. You know how much this stupid thing cost?
It was $55.
To plummet to your death.
You get up there and you face the skies.
Good luck. I hope you don't have a heart attack.
I know it'll be fine.
She looked terrified.
Oh, yeah.
She looked terrified.
She was like, I didn't want to do it.
There's two different reactions. There's the person who jumps and then they're moving their arms and giving the thumbs up and stuff. And then there's the me type of person who would be grabbing onto the harness and squeezing it and hoping to God that I make it the whole time. That's what she was like.
I just become lifeless, dead weight in the tandem jumpers, like harness. Like, I just, because I'd be passed out from fear and just pooped on him and all that.
No. Oh, no. You don't want to get pooped on.
But, yeah, she did it. 80 years old. She did it, and she made it.
I don't like Dave seeing these, because then I think it starts creeping up.
Is that something that's like
creeping up?
Still back there somewhere.
Yeah.
I keep pushing it out, but it's still... creeps in like you gotta
like
do it,
a thrill
Dave.
Like that. That's crazy.
I do. I love a good thrill, a safe and secure thrill.
Yeah, don't go that's with the Alabama thing about that. Skies.
Yeah,
I like a safe thrill.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.